Today on An Encouraging Word, Pastor Christine Shippey will be talking to us about our pursuit for God. So join us now for part one for our God pursuit here on CWC Radio.
Welcome to Covenant with Christ International, an encouraging word for today with Pastor Christine Shippey. Join us now to be encouraged, equipped, and empowered to live a life of freedom in Jesus Christ.
Oh, we stand in your presence, Lord, on holy ground. Praise you, Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Well, if you would, just get your Bibles and let's go ahead and stand and let's read this first text together. We're going to talk about briefly this morning our pursuit of God. And let's look first of all in Philippians chapter 3, starting with verse 7. And we're going to study a little bit about two people's pursuit of God. And we're going to look at, first we're going to look at Paul and his pursuit of God. Philippians 3, starting with verse 7. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I might gain Christ and be found in him. Not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, be conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Verse 12. Not that I have already attained or I'm already perfected, but I press on. Say those words, press on. That I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. You may be seated. Wow, I love his statement of faith. How about you? I love his God pursuit. How about you? I'll tell you, he is determined to not look at those things that are behind, but he said, I want to press on to the high calling in Christ Jesus. He is pressing on to something that is not about what is going on in the here and now, but he is pressing on because he wants more of God. What do you think about the part that says, I suffered the loss of all things, I count all things lost for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ? That tells me that the relationship that he has with God must be of a such that he has had a real encounter with God for him to say that everything my life is about, everything my life stands for, it's going to be okay. I want to go ahead and count it all as loss, and I'm not going to look at the behind, but I'm going to look in the future. I'm going to look forward. And more than that, I'm not just going to look forward into the future, but I'm going to press on to the high calling that's in Jesus Christ. Because no matter what's going on in the here and now, I just count it all as trash, and I've taken out the trash, and I want to know God so much that he's going to be the habit of my imagination, my thoughts, my life, my hope, my dream, my calling. It's no more about anything that I am or anything that I stand for, but I'm so hungry for God that I'm going to press on and I'm going to hunt after him with all that I've got. Amen. Amen. That's his statement of faith, and that's the way that he lived. And you know, that term that I press toward in verse 14, I press toward the goal for the prize, that term in the Greek is used as an analogy as a hunter hunting his prey. Now, I know I have some hunters in here today. Amen. And I know the great lengths that we will go through to try to get that trophy deer or that trophy animal. And I'm sorry if you're not a hunter here this morning, but maybe there's something else that you're passionate about. I'm sure there's some ladies in here that are probably hunt down some sales. Amen. And we can be passionate about that too. But see, Paul said, I'm going to press on for the goal of the high calling in Christ Jesus. I'm going to look toward the mark and I'm going to pursue him. What a statement of faith this morning. Our God pursuit. I want to have that hunger for God. I want to know God. And he had to have had an encounter with God, because let me tell you what the scripture says in Romans 3:10, and you can write some of these scriptures down, and then we're going to go to Exodus 3. But I want to tell you, he had to have a relationship with God, because Romans 3:10 says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside. They have together become unprofitable, and there was no one who does good, no, not one. Romans 3:23 tells us, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So we know that in our flesh and in ourselves, the scripture tells us that there's no one that is seeking God. So how can we have a God pursuit? How can we have a God pursuit and have a hunger for God and know God in such a personal way that that is what we press toward in our life? Well, we can see the teachings of Christ. When he's teaching his disciples in John 6:45, he tells us, let's see. He says, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Therefore, everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. John 6:37 says, all that the Father gives me will come to me. And the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. He says, therefore, everyone who has heard my teachings, everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. See, there is a learning about who God is. There is a drawing. God has drawn us. Jeremiah 31 says, God has drawn us with his loving kindness. God will draw us into his presence as we hear his word, as the Holy Spirit will convict our hearts. Thank God for Jesus who came, and the Father is drawing all men unto him. Amen. And that as we learn about him, that we're able to have that God pursuit, because there's nothing that we can do in ourselves. See, we can't do it all. How many times do we think, I've got to do this and I've got to do that? And we have a pursuit of God that we think everything has to be just right. Or how many times we could take the total opposite mentality and said, well, God has to do this and God has to do that. Let me tell you, God has done everything that he needs to do, and it's our time to make a response to what he has done and allow God to draw us into his presence. And I believe here today, there are some today that God is going to draw you by his Holy Spirit into his presence, as you understand that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. It's through hearing the word of God that we are drawn into his presence. It's through learning about who he is that we are drawn to him, because we know that the goodness of God leads us to repentance. It's God's goodness. It's God's love. And I've heard pastors say this, and I say it too quite often, is that God is for you 100% of the time. Look at your neighbor and say, 100% of the time. God is not against you, but God is for you. God is not trying to think negative thoughts about you this morning, but God is wanting to draw you to himself. God is wanting to draw you to his self, to have that close relationship with you, and he's thinking good thoughts for you, and he knows your potential, because he put that seed of potential in every single one of us, and he has a call and a purpose and a plan for our life. Amen. And I want to allow God to draw me into his presence. So what is my responsibility on the God pursuit? What is my responsibility if I'm going to pursue God and have a statement of faith that says, I want to know him? And I want to press in, and I want to be like a hunter in the prey. I want to pursue God with everything in me. I've got to hear. I've got to listen to God's word. And he's going to draw me into himself. God is speaking to us so many times. And my job is to hear, to listen. To listen and to obey his word. So many times I hear about, let's blessing this and blessing that, and maybe talking about the blessings of God and the favor of God. Listen, and you've got to do this and you've got to do that, and maybe even on going toward prosperity, and that if you're blessed, and they put it in context to material things. But let me tell you something, if you want the hundredfold blessing in your life, then it comes by obeying the word of God. And as you obey the word of God and you set your face to obey the word of God, then guess what? You're going to walk in that hundredfold blessing, because God is going to come upon your life and the favor of God is going to be upon you. We've got to be determined to hear God's word, to allow him to work in our life, and that no matter what happens in our life, we're still going to believe God's word. We're still going to hear, and we're still going to obey. Amen? Because I want to receive that hundredfold blessing in my life, and it comes from walking in obedience. You can study about that in Genesis 26. But I want to read to you a scripture in John 14 to back that up this morning. It says, he who has my commandments and keeps them, it's he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and I will manifest myself to him. God wants to manifest himself to you. Paul had an encounter with God. We've studied about it. We've read about it. Paul was going one direction. God had another plan. Knocked him off his horse. Saw a vision of God. And he had an encounter with God that caused him to say, I'm not looking back anymore. Because there's nothing to look back to. But I'm going to pursue God with everything in me. And that's the kind of relationship that God wants from us. That's the kind of intimacy that he wants from us. Now, can I read to you another scripture this morning?
Covenant with Christ International Ministries is located in Cleveland, Texas. We help meet the needs in the community through case management, benevolence programs such as clothing and food distribution, and a charity medical clinic to help those with no health insurance. Please give our office a call at 281-592-5001 to see how we can help you today. God bless you, and thank you for listening to our broadcast.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged today and your faith built by the power of God's Word. If you need prayer, you can email us your prayer request to prayer@covenantwithchrist.org or call 281-592-5001 for a prayer minister to agree with you concerning your needs. You can also visit our website at covenantwithchrist.org for more information about the various outreaches of this ministry.
Here on CWC Radio, it's our hope that you were inspired and ministered to by today's word. If you have a prayer request, or if you need a prayer, or if you have any questions or comments about today's show, please contact us online at www.covenantwithchrist.org or call us at 281-592-5001. Thank you and God bless.
Able to restore and recover all the years that the enemy.
You're listening to James on CWC Radio, and on behalf of the staff of the Covenant with Christ International Ministries, we would like to say thank you to all the volunteers and donors who has helped us in this time of need. Through everyone's hard work and generosity, we were able to meet the needs of hundreds of families that had lost everything due to the recent storms. And through continued support of the community, we'll be able to help people for months to come. So for information on how you can volunteer or where you can send donations, please contact us at our office at 281-592-5001 or email us at www.covenantwithchrist.org or stop by the Covenant Resale Shop in Cleveland, Texas on Highway 321. From everyone at Covenant with Christ International Ministries, we'd like to say thank you and God bless.
Stolen, he's given back to you. You will have his plenty, no more shame.
See, you're a new person in Christ, a new being, and no longer does your old life and your old ways dictate who you are. Does it dictate your future? Your old life is gone, and a new life has come. You are now a child of the King. His kingdom is light, and there's no darkness there.
As you wait on the Lord, your strength will be renewed.
The Lord,
you will have strength, stamina for whatever life brings.
And
he's not a man that he would lie to you. But all of his promises are yes and amen over your life.
He will be faithful
to show you what you need to walk in holiness.